This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation.
Wonder what he's doing today.
And what is it, Ireland?
Yeah.
So it's what, 11 o'clock there now?
Yeah.
11:02 in the a.m.?
11:05, whatever.
Yeah. Will we get some sun today? A little bit?
If we do, we're not getting it tomorrow.
Two things about Camden Yards. Number one, they have arguably the best groundskeeper in all of baseball, Nicole Jerry. Number two, probably the best drainage system also in all of baseball, because there's no way I thought that game would have been played last night.
Yeah, they had to get that in.
Well, they could have done this afternoon. They didn't want to.
Yeah.
I think most places would have done this afternoon. The combination of Nicole Jerry and that drainage system, unreal, man. Getting that game in.
She is something, though. She's good at it. Heaven help you step on that grass.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. No soup for you. No soup for you. So how'd you spend your Wednesday night, man?
Actually spent with some BPD friends. It was nice. You know, when you're not expecting it, you just got a text out of the blue saying, "Hey, we're meeting."
Right.
You know, gonna have a cigar, we're gonna have a drink. I just left the wound. Oh, I gotta thank the nurses at Good Samaritan, the wound clinic. You guys were fantastic. So that's I forgot about that. That's how I spent my day. I had to go to Good Sam yesterday because the surgery wound wouldn't close. And yesterday, finally, I got the thumbs up. The healed, all closed.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the nurses were great. I really appreciate them.
Who threatened to hit you in your open wound yesterday?
In McCusick.
Okay, yeah.
The most least likely guy in the world. And then I was walking out of there. You had to ring the bell. I go, what? So they have a bell. Like, ring the bell. So I'm like, no more bandage, wounds closed.
That's awesome.
I'm good right now.
That's good.
So on the way back from the hospital, my friends texted me. And we just met. And then we just got these really deep conversations about, a friend of theirs was a judge, chimed in. And it was awesome. It really was. Just an unexpected nice night with good friends. That's it really was.
Speaking of unexpected, yesterday I went to see Lilo and Stitch with my kids.
I just saw that online.
My daughter Stephanie loved it as a kid and wanted to go see it, so we went to see it. It was actually a pretty cool movie.
Was it really?
Well, I guess because I have a reference point because I think I've seen every Lilo and Stitch episode 10 times with her growing up. I mean, literally, we used to sit on a beanbag and watch hours upon hours upon hours of Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
Yep. So it was kind of a throwback going to see it. She came in her Lilo and Stitch shirt, Lilo and Stitch purse, a Lilo and Stitch. Like, oh my God. So it was cool. We went up to Aberdeen to watch that. So I had that as well. And also I went to afterwards, I don't have my TV yet because I left the big TV. I left that, I don't know, I want to leave the basement empty.
Right.
So I'm going to buy a new TV. I don't have it yet. So I went up to Main Street and watched the rest of the baseball game. Main Street Cigar.
I haven't been there in a while. I got to come up and meet you.
It's awesome. It's an awesome place to watch a game. With the exception of one thing that happened, there will be 7:15 shovels.
Ah.
Yeah. One thing happened. One guy. One.
There's always one guy.
One guy.
There's
get my
one.
Shovel today based on his antics surrounding the baseball game and other things that went on too. Three TVs, watched a couple of baseball games, then the NBA Western Conference Final. Which
no surprise
was not the 40 points was a surprise.
Not you well.
The results no. Yeah. 40 points no. Yes, a surprise.
Yeah. NHL same thing. No surprise. We'll talk about that at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
we're gonna have our friend Jim Traber on next week to talk about as he sets up the NBA Finals. You know, he's out there in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
Former Oriole first baseman DH will be on the show next week to talk about that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I talked to him. He said he's gonna come on. He would have done today, but he's flying out to Seattle. So hopefully we can link up in Seattle. Cause I think he's going to be there till Monday, and I get there Sunday, and we're off Monday.
It's so funny. It was just like you have a guy you haven't spoken to in a while? Or
Traber?
Yeah.
I have not.
Yeah.
I have not. I mean, we don't talk a lot of NBA here.
Yeah.
This is a good time to get him on because his team is in the finals. I should talk to him more probably because he's big baseball and football. He's a sports talk radio host, which means like us, he covers them all.
Yeah. It's funny because last night, one of my close friends, I'm not going to mention his name because, but anyway, we're talking. Somehow, Ray Rice came up. Oh, yeah, I've always had a great relationship with Ray and they're close. And then I said, yeah, and I know Courtney Green too, who's Ray's high school buddy who was his fullback at Rutgers,
yeah,
and then played for the Jaguars. So I ended up FaceTime with Courtney, who I haven't seen since he trained Jack 11 years ago.
Okay.
So that's how the evening went. Like just one of those, hey, let's get him on the phone. So FaceTiming him in the bar and stuff, and it's good to see Courtney, who was an
outstanding trainer. What is Courtney doing now? Is he still training?
Still training, man.
Okay.
Courtney Green.
Is he training track or football?
He trained Jack in football.
Okay.
He went to Parisi for track.
Okay.
But Courtney's had him, he was strength training him, and then he had him training him in football and how to be, pass coverage and things like that.
Parisi, are they still open?
As far as I know.
I've not heard about them in a long time. They were pumping out runner after runner after runner, and all of a sudden you don't hear about them anymore.
They helped a lot.
Every successful runner I know came from there.
Jack's times went so – they went down. He's on – I'm not bragging, but if you ever looked, does he keep the records of Maryland forever? He has times similar to Tavon Green or Tavon Austin. That's how much they improved him in the 200 meter.
Yeah.
It's like
– I heard so much about them for a long time, for about 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm just out of connection with that because it seemed like everybody that I knew was running at the time came from Parisi.
Yeah. Yeah, they're outstanding. I think Courtney still had sweat.
Okay.
And I'll find out more when we're going to get together.
410-583-1057, that's the number. It's funny, Ed and I were watching the throwback football game, the 1991 or 92.
I think.
92 AFC wild card game between the Houston Texans.
Oilers.
Houston Oilers,
Don't put that word in your mouth.
Houston Oilers and the Buffalo Bills, the one where Frank Reich came back from 32 points down.
Yeah.
And Houston had the ball with less than 2 minutes left. Todd Christensen, doing the color commentating, says it's 4th and 7. They have to go for it because they can't kick a 51-yard field goal. And I looked at Ed and said, did you hear what he just said?
Yeah.
A 51-yard field goal nowadays is a chip shot.
Yeah.
That's how much football has changed since, 30 years ago?
Yeah. They go a little further back. I remember guys like the only people in the NFL that could make a 50-yard like Jan Stenerud, like from the Chiefs. No one would even come close to that. He wouldn't even try.
51 yards, and Christensen was like, well, they have to go for it 4th and 7. They're not going to kick this field goal.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ravens, sound reaction from Mark Andrews. what he had to say to his first presser since the AFC divisional game. We'll do that at 6:45 on the other side. I think Joe said it best. The Orioles lose in classic fashion. Yeah. Orioles baseball up next on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
A chopper slowly to the right side, backhanded at first by Contreras, underhand flip. O'Hearn retired, and the Orioles done in the ninth. So after winning three in a row and winning the opener on Monday against the Cardinals, they come back and win the next two, including tonight's rubber game, 6-4 over the Orioles.
Yeah, the Birds lose again. Had a three-run lead, 3-0 going into the top of the fourth inning. Cardinals score two runs to make it 3-2. Birds come back in the bottom of the frame and tack on a run and make it 4-2, and after that, that was it. Cardinals turn around, top of the third, score three. Top of the seventh, score another one, put this game away, win 6-4. That's two come-from-behind wins by the Cardinals. 2 nights ago, they were 0-16 when trailing at the seven. They broke that streak by getting their first win. And last night, once again, I think I heard a stat, Ed. I don't remember how many games, but the Orioles lead the league in giving up three-run leads.
I haven't heard that, but doesn't surprise me one bit.
They lead the league in
that. I just heard something. Greg, doesn't surprise me either. They have not won on a Tuesday this year.
Wasn't it a Sunday a couple of weeks ago? They hadn't won on a Sunday as a couple of weeks ago.
I thought it was, well, they haven't won that many games. Yeah. It's not that unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having won on a Tuesday.
Yeah. That's like the Bulls can't win on Thursday.
Yeah. They don't like tacos, I guess. Maybe they like tacos too much. Let's get to the taco bar, get this game over with. It's frustrating because it looked like Cade Povich was rolling. I think he struck out, what, 6 out of the first 8 batters? Finished up with 9 strikeouts, and it just seemed like he hit a wall.
Yeah.
And for those of you that don't think the third time through the lineup thing matters, it does matter. Here's the problem. When you have pitchers who, and I'm going to go back to this again, Ed, that whole radar gun and velocity thing has killed pitching.
I think
because
so.
You come in and you just throw. And what happens is, because everything's based off of a fastball, that batter, you don't have a whole lot to choose from in that third at bat.
Mm-hmm.
Fastball, curveball. And the other pitches, if they're not strikes, then I'm not sitting on those. I'm letting those go.
Yeah.
So when you don't have it, I heard Jim Palmer say yesterday about Cade Povich, he has to come up with a two-seam fastball. Why doesn't he have one already? And that's why he can't go through the lineup 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
He's limited in his pitch selection, the effective pitches. And then what I learned is, early on, look at what the pitcher's throwing effectively. Not just in your at-bat, everybody else's at-bat. If there's a pitch in his repertoire that he can't throw for strikes, then eliminate that.
I agree.
You don't even swing at that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's happened to some Orioles pitchers. You're realizing, yeah, he may throw 3 or 4 pitches, but only 2 of them are effective strikes.
Yeah.
So the other ones are irrelevant. I'm not swinging at that. Chances are not going to be a strike. So mm-hmm. when you're Cade Povich, you have 2 pitches that are effective pitches, you can't go through the lineup 3 times.
No.
Because we've seen all of that.
No, and I was pinning a lot of hope to him, too, because I thought if he, and I'm not giving up on him yet, if he can become effective, develop another a third pitch, whatever, he could help the back of the rotation. And you'd have something when people are healthy. Is he Bradish is coming back eventually? You know, who knows what's happened with Grayson? And
at least he was in the dugout last night. That's a good thing.
Who, huh?
Grayson.
He was?
Yeah, he was in the dugout last
okay.
night. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
This is where, in my opinion, this is where analytics should be a supplement to what you do. Because you put a lot of numbers in a guy's head like Povich, all right, which are spot on. So now you take those numbers that you learn analytically and you get to learn yourself in terms of my release point and things like that mm-hmm. by throwing the baseball. And I'm not talking about throwing the baseball with max velocity or max effort. No, get on the side and just throw and try to find the strike zone based on your arm angle, your arm slot. I think that's what Cade Povich is. I hope that Jim Palmer said to him what he said last night. You need to find a two-seam fastball.
Yeah.
And I hope Cade Povich takes it to heart, who's normally, I've seen him talk to Ben McDonald mm-hmm. in the clubhouse once, and he wouldn't break away from Ben. He stayed there the entire time. It's probably about 15, 20 minutes mm-hmm. that Ben had his ear. And I'm hoping that Palmer does the same thing because I think I'm with you. I'm not giving up on him either. If he could develop a third effective pitch,
yeah.
Yeah, he has like 4. Mm-hmm. 2 of them I believe in. Other
right,
2 I don't so much. If he develops that third effective pitch, then I think all of a sudden now you'll see that ERA tick down about a run and a half.
I wonder if people actually pay attention, because no one wants to hear this, but to the Japanese players like Sagano, that man can pitch.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't throw. He can pitch. And he has incredible, he has amazing control, has pitches, doesn't throw. He's been effective. He's been the best pitcher in the rotation. He's not throwing 99 miles an hour, not even close.
I had a teammate. His name was Fletcher Jackson. Fletcher had a good fastball. But Fletcher could go all day on the mound because he knew how to make you get yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
You hear Palmer and guys like that, the old school guys talk about that. Greg Maddux talks about that all the time. Those middle innings, he made batters get themselves out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to try to strike you out. I'm not going to try to power past you. I'm going to get it, put it in places that I know you can't.
Right, just where you
get
can't
a good hit.
Right. You're not going to get good contact.
You know, I'm going to paint the corners constantly. Think about this, Ed. If you're at the plate and this guy's constantly beating in on your hands.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he goes outside. Right. You're not expecting it and you're not going to hit it.
Because if I saw him twice already, and that third at bat he's still doing it, then human nature for me as a hitter is I'm not going to hug the plate as much.
Yeah.
Because he's killing my hands. So I'm going to take maybe a half an inch of that much back away from the plate. And now what is he going to do? Like you said, now he's going to paint the outside and right. I can't reach it.
Yeah.
When do you really see that nowadays? Now guys are just trying to throw it past you. Or spin rate, you know, get it to drop. Yeah. That's all those things are great.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to see guys go seven innings, and I'm one of the, in sports, don't we see everything come back? Everything's cyclical. Football, you're starting to see the importance of the running back come back.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes.
You're starting to see that. The passing yards aren't going to come down. I just think breakaway runs are now more important now.
I think Saquon was the reason the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Exactly. No doubt about it. Anybody argues that. I mean, yeah. they're not watching football. And I think there's going to come a time where you beat the bullpens up so much that some GM, some baseball genius is going to say, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't worry about the velocity as much and the spin rate as much as letting these pitchers go six or seven innings. It's going to come back to us.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's going to come back. Because everything in sports is cyclical, man.
Yeah. I really hope so, because it's this whole thing when guys are doing, you know, going in for four and a third and coming out routinely and five innings is a quality start. It's like, come on. I'm not even going to, you know, get old man on everybody, but just look at, you know, Jim Pompey, you mentioned. He'd be through complete games all the time. Complete games. And probably through 10 shutouts.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in a year, not a career.
I think it's going to come back, because even you talk about Roger Clemens, who threw a lot of innings.
Yeah.
And Roger Clemens had a deadly fastball. But Roger Clemens didn't throw that fastball the entire game.
Yeah.
He knew when to throw that fastball. He wasn't max effort on every pitch.
Yeah.
I think that is the problem in pitching right now. You can't do there's nothing in life that you can do at max effort every time.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
No. And I think about some of the great pitchers from my youth, power pitchers then, like the Tom Seavers and Bob Gibson. Seavers' best pitch was a slider. He had a great fastball. He was one of the hardest throwers in baseball at that time. But his slider was his best out pitch. And that's what you need.
ESPN's first power rankings for the NFL came out at 7. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, speaking of football, Ravens, the attendance was high for day two of Ravens OTAs, with a lot of guys saying they know what's at stake for 2025. Are you encouraged by this activity? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
I feel like everybody got the memo after the last game of the year. I mean, when you don't reach your ultimate goal, which is to, you know, win and hold that trophy and smile with everybody, everybody's always hungry to get back to the next season and really get done. And then knowing, you know, the team we have, the chemistry we have, and the leaders that we have, everybody's always itching to come back, play football, and really just get that job done now.
Judging by ESPN's new power rankings, the Ravens have high expectations. Judging by the attendance at OTA inside, the Ravens have high expectations as well. Ed, that was Isaiah Likely after yesterday. Lots of players in attendance day two of Ravens OTAs, including Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews. Are you encouraged by the level of focus this early this summer?
Very much. And, I spoke yesterday about how unnecessary it was for Lamar to show up. So if he didn't show up, I didn't care, which I stand by. However, the fact that he was there and Andrews was there, to me that sends a message like we're serious about this season. And I think that was on purpose, because he certainly doesn't need to be, you know, these are not for him. But the fact that he went, I think, is a really, really nice message to send to the team.
I think the message more so was, hey, I heard a lot of these guys are coming. I don't want to be the one that doesn't come. I got to, you know, if they weren't coming, I wouldn't. But knowing that they're coming, I got to lead by example. John Harbaugh, he's been around a long time. He has to be encouraged also by the veteran showing up.
Coaches, we want to coach. We want players to be here. We talked about it today. We all know what we're here for, you know, and we have a mission that we're trying to accomplish, and to see the guys out there working as hard as they are and how as hard as they have been means a lot. I love the way these guys work. I think they've been very intentional about every aspect of what we've done, every phase one, phase two, and now phase three. They've been very intentional about the big picture each phase. They've also been intentional about each play, each drill, each lift, trying to do everything they can to be as good as they can be.
And that's the, you know, when you talk about attention to details, coaches love attention to details. They love it.
Absolutely.
Doing everything the right way. You know, I remember growing up, you heard always hear practice makes perfect. My college coach told me, no, perfect practice makes perfect. Yeah. Because if you practice the wrong way, that's exactly how you can perform.
Mm-hmm.
The wrong way. So when you hear coaches like Harbaugh talk about doing everything the right way, that's what they're talking about. Getting a habit of doing things the right way. Even when you're tired, even when you don't have to, just do it the right way. And I never realized how important that was until you start coaching. You know, you see your players in the weight room doing it the right way, not slacking off, doing the reps the right way, finishing out reps. That tells you a lot about a player. And Harbaugh is such a stickler to repetition, repetition, repetition. I'm sure this has to be like Christmas morning for him to see these guys in there.
Yeah, I'm sure they were happy about it because I know it took me by surprise because I heard, you know, I guess the midday show, that he was there. And I was like, oh.
Lamar?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's got to be, you know, and I think having Pagano here from the beginning is good. There's just some things that I like about this where, you know, he's not there after the players. And when they're coming in, he's in the building already.
Ooh, Pagano?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for that guy.
I think, you know, I love the fact that Harbaugh is not at a point of his career where he's threatened by having heavy, heavy hitters on the coaching staff. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, last year you saw him bring someone in to help out. This year you see him bringing Chuck Pagano. This is a guy who was a successful NFL head coach. Remember, he was the head coach of the Colts in the playoff game in 2012 when the Ravens beat them.
Yeah.
He was in the playoff game coaching.
Absolutely.
It's good to see the heavy hitters on the staff because you want to win. You want to make sure everything. It's great to see guys like Zach Orr get an opportunity. It is. I think he needs it. He deserves it. But it's also great to have high-level assistants around him and around you to make sure everything is done the way that it should be done. And I think not only is for that, but I think it's also in order to make sure Zach Orr is successful. He's had some good people around him in his first 2 years as an NFL defensive coordinator.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I'm going to make it a point when I'm out there to see Pagano. That's a guy, you know who it was. When my girlfriend at the time was sick with cancer, I got Pagano's number from Ravens, texted him when he was in Indy. He called her immediately. I mean, within 15 minutes. And, you know, really calmed things down. And he didn't have to do that. So just those things you never forget.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's big, bad morning show on the Fan. Hey, what do you think the level of the sense of urgency is with this football team?
I think it's tremendous. I think they've, you know, if we think that they've been disappointing the last two seasons because they, I believe, had the best team in the AFC, the best roster in the AFC. I think not even close. And they just couldn't get there. You know, so I think anything short of a Super Bowl appearance is going to be a disappointing season, and probably a Super Bowl victory. So I think, that's the goal. And that's, I think, the sense of urgency. I think that that's the message they're sending out there because you can't. I mean, you can't squander this much talent. And if this, if they don't go very soon, like this season, I think they're going to really, it's going to be very disappointing for the fan base, for them. And it's just got to happen.
2019, they went 14-2 back. We had a 16-game season. They lost in the divisional round. They were the number one seed in the NFL.
Yeah.
2023, they went 13-4. They were first in their division, top seed, lost in the conference championship. Last year, 12-5, lost in the divisional round. Ed, if they do not get to the Super Bowl, at least I agree with you, they need to win it. But they don't at least get to the Super Bowl. There's going to be I don't care what you tell me. There'll be some doubt setting in the building about whether they can actually get there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt right now if there's a little bit of questioning now in the back of people's minds. Because we keep talking about 23 and 24. I go back to 19 because that too was Lamar. That too was Mark Andrews. Those guys were still there.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if there was already a little bit of the sense of urgency is probably now or never.
I would think, look, we're just watching the Oilers and the Bills, right? You talk about a team, what are they remembered for? The Bills went to four straight Super Bowls, lost all four. Four straight Super Bowls.
Yeah.
That's what they're remembered for.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame, but doesn't matter because that's how they're remembered.
Yep.
So you don't want to be those guys.
And if you are, think about this. They're considered losers because they went to four straight.
Yeah.
What do you consider when you have opportunities and don't get there? I'm telling you, this is the sense of urgency on this football team. If it's not heightened, mm-hmm. there's a problem. Shovels at 7:15. But on the other side, we talked about all the players that showed up for OTAs. Mark Andrews is one of them. Here are some reaction from him for his first press conference since the AFC divisional game right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's tough. You know, as someone, this is my life. I put a lot of work into this, and, you know, everything I do is kind of focused on that. Everything I think about is focused on that. And so, you know, it wasn't the way that I'd planned it. And, you know, but that's all part of the story. I've been using it, and I've had an incredible off season, and I'm excited to just to show what I can continue to do and continue to prove myself and step up in big moments. And, you know, that's the thing about sports is it doesn't always fall your way. It doesn't always go your way, but it's how you bounce back.
That's Mark Andrews on moving on from the playoff loss. And to be honest with you, Ed, I spoke my piece. I said what I had to say about Mark Andrews. his performance in the game as much as his, as well as his, what he didn't do after the game, like step up and own up to it and talk about it. But at this point, I'm ready to move on. It's over with. Let's move on to 2025. Let's stop asking Mark Andrews about what happened in that playoff game.
Yeah.
Let's all move on.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't change anything.
He did what he did. He said what he said. Now let's go. Let's move. Let's stop asking about it, because I don't want it to be a crucial game for him to think about it, because you keep asking him about it. It's over with. We saw what happened. Our hearts were broken.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have to live with it like Mark Andrews did.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's going to be talked about, unfortunately, forever. There's always going to be. We're still talking about Lee Evans and Cundiff. How many years ago is that? Still talk about it. So you think Andrews is going to be in that category, which is too bad.
Yeah. I mean, for me, life went on. But like Mark Andrews said, that is his life.
Yeah.
Life does not go on until the next game for him. You know what I mean? Life goes on in terms of training, but that's good. I'm sure he can't wait to catch another big pass and hear the crowd roar or hear the crowd boo because he's on the road. Right. I'm sure he can't wait for that. But none of us really, well, not none of us, many of us expected Mark Andrews' future to be in doubt here with the Ravens because of the expiring contract. Mark Andrews, what were your expectations?
For me, it's, I think I've always talked about it. It's always, you know, just putting in the work, and whatever the cards are played, they're played. But I focus on myself and this team, and, you know, and let all the other stuff, you know, deal however it's going to be dealt with. But extremely excited to be here. This is an incredible organization. I'm very thankful to be here for my eighth year. And yeah, it's awesome to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I expected them to be traded because of the contract status.
Yeah.
However, it's just one more move. One more move the Ravens have made to tell me they believe is all or nothing.
Yes. I think you're right. That's a very significant move. Both of them being there yesterday is a big move, a statement, whatever you want to call it. And they should show me a team that's, I mean, obviously everybody's going to point to the Chiefs. I still think the Ravens are a better team. They just can't seem to get past them. But nobody else can either.
It seems like, to me, the Ravens have asked themselves the question. They say, yes, in normal circumstances, we probably would have traded Mark Andrews to get the equity for him. However, are we better this year with or without Mark Andrews? And I think for them, being better this year is more important than future equity.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Normally, that's not the case for them.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, all things going well, you'll have Lamar for another, you know, 5 years, 7 years, whatever. He's going to be here for a while. You're not going to have Derrick Henry for that long.
Nope.
You're not going to have a lot, you know, some of these veterans. You're not going to have Mark Andrews that long. You know, tight end's different position. So it's really, it's now.
Having said that, Baltimore Ravens, Jalen Ramsey wants to be traded from Miami.
Yeah.
He wants to be traded. Let's give Miami a call. Give Miami a call. You understand? Right, let's give him a call. Put him on the phone right now. We're going to find out for Eric DaCosta what they want for this man.
Joe, get Miami on the blower.
Do we have an intern that can go down there and pack for him? And we're the interns, man. Go down there and pack for Mr. Ramsey. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Cockeysville and get Buffalo Zoe. What up, Zoe?
Man, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Again, there will be no Buffalo slander while I'm in this town.
let me explain something to you, Joe.
I thought I had to, Rob. I'm not going to keep telling you
Hold
this,
up.
Rob.
Until Pittsburgh is relevant again, you guys are all we have.
Listen, man, there will be none of that slander. White Jesus is going to bring me a Super Bowl, and Black Jesus can follow. That's all I got to say. Y'all have a couple.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Hey, listen, until Pittsburgh is relevant again,
mm-hmm.
What are we going to do, slander the Chiefs? All they do is win Super Bowls, at least get there.
Yeah.
All we have is the other lovable loser team, and that's the Buffalo Bills. That's all we have. In fairness, I gave Josh Allen props for being, you know, so good in the postseason individually. He is outstanding in the postseason. But until you guys actually win something like us, you guys are all the only comparable that I have, because Pittsburgh just whatever. They're chasing Aaron Rodgers right now.
I was just reading about that. I have just thinking about this whole thing with him when we do the next segment. Whatever.
I wish we had. I didn't ask Joe for it. I wish I would have. Mm-hmm. I finally heard the Terry Bradshaw rant.
Yeah.
I heard it from the radio station in Arkansas. Now, folks, let me paint the picture for you, because I lived in the Deep South for 7 years of my life. They don't care. So Terry wasn't on Fox.
No.
On the national, where he had to be a little guarded. He was on a local radio station in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Which means they don't care.
They were with the Razorbacks. So no pro team there.
He and one of the hosts were dogging Aaron Rodgers. And I'm like, Terry gave zero cares about what he said about Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. One of them said he needs to be up in California smoking and chasing. Terry Bradshaw said he was at an event one day, mm-hmm. and Aaron Rodgers was in his own aura. And he had to walk up to Aaron Rodgers. He said, I know Aaron knows who I am, but I felt like I needed to introduce myself the way he was carrying himself. I'm like, wow. He said them signing him is a joke. He's only there for 1 year. I'm like, man, Terry, tell us how you really feel, man.
Well, that's Terry Bradshaw. I mean, that's who he's always been.
For those of you who don't know, Southerners are some of the most politically incorrect people on earth. That's why I love them. They don't care. You know where you stand. You know, you got to introduce yourself. And within a minute, you either say, oh, and put your hands up and walk away. Or you say, oh, and you put your hands out and shake it.
Yeah.
You're going to do one or two. It's not going to be a whole lot of BSing. They don't let you know exactly where you stand. And Terry Bradshaw knew where he was. He was on a Arkansas radio station, and he didn't have to act like he liked Aaron Rodgers. And trust me, he didn't. 410-583-1057 is the number. We got lots for you today. Rocker Baco is going to join us later. Jonas Schaefer is going to join us later. Ed Norris is going to do the hockey a little bit later. We got Shovels at 7:15. Why would you go anywhere? Big Bad Morning Show. On the other side, NFL. Thoughts on ESPN's first football power rankings in the offseason. Folks, here's the key. Here's the key. If the Ravens weren't ranked high, would we be talking about it? No. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.